Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, March 15th, 2024. A convicted felon arrested on suspicion of elder abuse in Yucca Valley was found with a ghost gun. On March 12th, county sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a caregiver threatening to murder his elderly client in the 57,000 block of El Dorado Drive in Yucca Valley. The victim identified his caregiver as Jose Gonzalez, 48, saying he lives at the residence along with the victim. The victim told deputies that Gonzalez threatened to kill him, then pulled out a knife and gun before fleeing. When Gonzalez returned to the residence, deputies searched his room, where they say they found a loaded firearm with altered serial numbers. Jose Gonzalez was arrested on suspicion of elder abuse, being a felon in possession of a firearm, being a felon in possession of ammunition, and altering serial numbers on a firearm. He was booked into the West Valley Detention Center, where he is being held on $40,000 bail. An arrest was made in Yucca Valley last week by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Gang and Narcotics Division as part of Operation Consequences. Online news editor Robert Hayden has details.
In the first week of March, the Sheriff's Department served 12 search warrants related to gang members and felons believed to be in possession of weapons or narcotics as part of Operation Consequences. One of those warrants was served in the 56,900 block of Cassia Drive of Yucca Valley. Additional warrants were served in San Bernardino, Ontario, and Desert Hot Springs. A representative of the Sheriff's Department said that more specific information about arrests made as part of Operation Consequences could not be shared due to possible connections to gangs, narcotics, and future investigations. In the last week, Operation Consequences led to 7 felony arrests and the seizure of 6 firearms, including 2 ghost guns and 3 pounds of illegal narcotics across the county. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Last weekend's Flying Doctors event was a major success as free dental, vision, and medical services were provided to people in our community completely free of charge. More than 200 patients were seen by the visiting doctors who volunteered their services. One of the organizers tallied the estimated value of total services provided at the event is nearly $125,000. The event is held annually at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center in association with Los Médicos Valedores, Healing California, Copper Mountain College, and the Joshua Tree VFW Post 7264. The 29 Palms High School Interact Club is holding a food drive for 29 Palms residents in need. They are looking to help 100 families with bags of food that can help fill the food gap that spring break can bring to some families. They are teaming up with Reach Out Morongo Basin to hand out the food bags on April 6th at the bus loop at 29 Palms High School from 10 a.m. to noon. The high school says a valid ID and utility bill are required to collect the bags. In the meantime, the club is accepting donations for the food drive. They are looking for non-perishables like canned fruits and veggies, soups, and rice. To sign up or donate, contact Reach Out Morongo Basin at 760-361-1410. Man of La Mancha ends its run at Theater 29 this weekend with shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas tells you how to experience this poignant story of one man's ultimate quest.
Set in Spain in 1597, Man of La Mancha follows the story of Miguel de Cervantes, a prisoner awaiting trial by the infamous Spanish Inquisition. During his imprisonment, Cervantes and his fellow prisoners act out the story he has written about elderly Alonso Quijana, who renames himself Don Quixote and goes on a quest to right all wrongs in the world. Joe Chaplin, Adam Shows, and Annalisa Pilecki headline this production, helmed by Gary Daniel, Bianca Stoker, and Lisa Hodgson. Man of La Mancha contains mature content and sexual situations and is not appropriate for children under 13. Tickets are available at theater29.org or by calling the Theater 29 box office at 760-361-4151. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
The Center for Healthy Generations is holding an Irish Feast fundraiser event tomorrow, and the entire community is invited. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the center will be serving corned beef and cabbage with potatoes, carrots, soda bread, and dessert. There will be music with a sing-along, a 50-50 drawing, and a silent auction. Tickets are $17 at the door, and they wish everyone a very happy St. Patrick's weekend. The event is tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Center for Healthy Generations, located at 57121 Sunny Slope Drive in Yucca Valley. On last Friday's Up Close show, host Gary Digneau sat down to discuss the High Desert art scene with local artist Anna Stump. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with information about a new movie project premiering next month.
Some may know Anna Stump as chair of the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee or as creator of the city's eccentric Mojave Land miniature golf course. The local artist is also now working on a film about veterans and the scars that they carry. Stump serves as producer for the project, collaborating with partner Ted Meyer and musician Pat Kearns.
We've got four subjects right now, and they're all veterans who have scars, physical scars, either from accidents, wounds, or illness that were related to their military service. We have three Marines and one Navy SEAL.
The film highlights the effect that art can have on scars not visible to the eye.
It is about art therapy. It's about healing and making these scars visible. Veterans suffer just like everybody else, but probably at a higher level from depression because of possibly their service. It should be very uplifting.
The film will premiere on April 10th during a free event at Copper Mountain College. You can listen to Gary's full conversation with Anna Stump by downloading the Up Close show as a podcast. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
At this week's track meet, the 29 Palms Wildcats were swept by Coachella Valley High School with a final score of 4-0, but 29 Palms wasn't without highlights. The girls were led by Aviana Lipkins, sophomore hurdler. Lipkins won the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 55.1 and placed second in the 100-meter hurdles with a 19.5-second personal record. Senior distance runner Josh Corrado was the top-performing varsity Wildcat. He earned a first place finish in the 1600-meter, and second place in the 800-meter. Next week, the Wildcats will host the Desert Hot Springs Golden Eagles, then travel to Azusa Pacific University for the Distance Meet of Champions. And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team traveled to Desert Mirage to face the Rams yesterday. The Wildcats won 14-4. In singles action, Jeremy Burks swept all three of his sets. In doubles action, the team of Braden Chambers and Luke Bauer swept all three of their sets. The Wildcats are 3-4 in the season. The Wildcats travel to Banning on Monday, Yucca Valley on Tuesday, and Desert Hot Springs on Thursday. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.